something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I got a warning if you work here in the building. I guess it was a couple weeks ago, we had a holiday thing for clients and staff here. My earphones. And they gave us, on the way out, you could grab a bottle of wine.
Oh.
Yeah, and I grabbed a bottle of the red. It's crap.
And a pumpkin pie?
Pumpkin pie was really good, yeah.
All right.
But I didn't drink it all because I knew it was free, so I could just pour it out after I tasted it.
I grabbed a bottle of white wine. I assume that is crap as well.
Well, you know, white wine, you could probably get away with crap more than red, because red, I think, has more of a taste, an aftertaste kind of thing. White, you can just power through and get buzzed on, so... Yeah. I know how that is.
I assume, yeah. You know, since they just put the company.
And I'm not a snob, by the way. I mean, yeah, red wine is red wine, but they put a logo on some company that sends that stuff out, I'm sure.
Obviously, yeah. Wouldn't bought it, cases and cases of it at Costco.
Well, I'm sure companies do that.
Yeah.
We'll sell you a bunch of crap red wine, we'll put your logo on it, you hand it out to people. So,
I didn't even get one taken home.
Nobody
even offered me one.
No, on the way out. Didn't you see all that stuff sitting there? The pumpkin
but
pies
they
and
said
apple
that
pies?
That was for clients.
Yeah, but nobody was, by that point, there was a ton of it there. I just grabbed it.
You must have left early.
Yeah.
No, I left like 5 minutes before Tyler did.
Well, I walked over and just took it. You know me. I didn't.
Oh, yeah. See, I don't.
Oh, see, the boss caught me and said, help yourself, because none of the clients want this crap.
No, it was a good party.
Here, have a bottle of this. It's not good.
Let's try this.
Anytime you see wine with a company logo on it.
Exactly. Unless that company's Mondavi or somebody. Unless you're at one of their parties, you know.
People are immediately suspicious.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Say, wow, this is free. This must be crap.
Yeah, it's the first time I drank in 5 days, too. So
did you spit it out?
No. I just swallowed it and said, I could probably find something better, you know. We had a lot of wine laying around, so I just poured it out, though, you know. I don't want to afflict anybody else with that, you know. And were you in Goodyear, Arizona, Todd?
I've been to Goodyear. In fact, the first time I was ever in Goodyear, Arizona was whenever I went to Arizona last, a couple weeks ago.
Okay, well.
I golfed in Goodyear, Arizona, and the whole time I lived there, I never made it that far, because it's really, well, at the time, it was really far west.
Were you there 180 days ago?
No. It was,
that's good.
More like 15, 20.
Because somebody left a $14.6 million lottery jackpot. They had 6 months to claim it, and yesterday was the deadline.
It expired?
Expired.
Oh, my.
$14.6. I was talking off the air, that they usually tell you what store it was bought in ahead of time. And way ahead of time. So if you go to that store.
No mention of that?
No. Well, not in this one, but I mean, locally, I'm sure they talked about it. It was sold at this store. When somebody wins those things, they always do those news stories. 14.6 Mega Millions was sold at this store, and the client and person hasn't come to claim it yet. Well, they never came. If you go to that store every day and happen to buy tickets once in a while, now you're not looking in your car at all,
right?
Because you don't want to know,
right? And we're never going to know the story because
you don't want to look. You're not going to look. Because you can't say, oh, pretty please.
Yeah, I'm the guy that let the lottery ticket expire. Right. No, because nobody does that.
No. It doesn't happen that often, and when it does, it makes the news.
If that man or woman knew they had the winning lottery ticket.
Oh, yeah, they're stringing up a noose.
They might have come forward.
Yeah.
They will come forward a couple of months from now and say, oh, yeah, I was the dude.
That was me. I didn't need that.
Yeah, let that lottery ticket expire.
Yeah.
Yeah, but once it's expired, if you found it later.
You don't even look at the numbers. Would
you even be able to find those numbers?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You can go back. I've let lottery tickets lay around, and I just go back and you go online and Google it.
But, I mean, even once they've expired? Even once you can't win because of it?
You Google the date and see what the numbers were picked that day.
Oh, okay.
That's what I mean. Yeah,
I suppose.
There's got to be records.
Yeah, there's records of that stuff. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't do that.
No.
If you found a lottery ticket crumbled up somewhere in your car and you anywhere near that place, driving through, thought you might have stopped there, you just burn it, throw it away, don't look at it.
No. No, you don't need that kind of torture.
No.
There's no negotiating.
The what if would be crazy.
Yeah. It's expired.
Yeah, it's too late.
It's no longer any good. Period.
Too late. Right. Yeah.
Can you just give me like a couple of scratch off tickets? No. No. You can't get a couple scratch off
tickets. You get nothing.
Yeah. You had
a small bottle of vodka or something like that.
You had 6 months to cash it in, and
14.6, too, man. That would suck ass.
Is it six? Wow. Some of them are a year, isn't it?
No, this was, a lot. Yeah, the big ones are a year. Mega Millions is 6 months, it says right here.
Yeah, 180 days.
Yeah. Huh.
6 months. Just short of 6 months.
Yeah, so check your car if you're thinking about waiting around for a year.
Yeah, that's the reason.
That's another thing.
Yeah, clean your car out every 6 months or so.
I think I'm. I know we talk about lottery a bunch because everybody loves a dream, but I think I would go the next day. I wouldn't put it in a safe deposit box. I wouldn't. I mean, I might walk in with I'd call Cleet Blakeman.
Yeah, yeah. I'd get a lawyer.
I'd walk in with a lawyer real quick, and Michael's retired. You know, he would take half of it.
I understand that. You know, getting your ducks in a row.
Yeah, but I wouldn't wait.
Over a couple of days.
I wouldn't wait.
Oh, I would be on the phone.
I would not have it in a safety deposit box. I wouldn't have it at my house. I'd have it. I'd be in the car with my lawyer the next morning. Well, and actually, if I won at noon, I'd probably go at 1.
Well, because what's to say you don't, well, I'm going to take a week or two to get my stuff, and then I got hit by a bus in
right,
that week.
Right, yeah, right.
You know?
And you don't get to enjoy anything.
And then, yeah, you get nothing.
Nothing. I mean, somebody might get it, the ticket's laying around, but if you signed it already, I don't know the details of that, but yeah, enjoy the thing right away.
Get that money.
Get your lawyer, get your finance guy.
But even then, you're just going to put it in the bank right away, so just cash it in. Take the cash, and then get all your ducks in a row.
Yeah,
you know, I would not wait a week. Would you wait a week? No way.
No.
No way.
And I'm also curious, when they do announce that you win that money, do you get it immediately? How soon is that redeemable?
That's a great point.
Yeah. How soon can you put it in the bank? We've had people up here that have won the lottery.
Is it a 24-hour transfer? I'm guessing something. I bet you it's pretty quick.
I don't know.
You know, the big check's a fake check. You can't put those in the tube. We've tried.
No. You know? And you can't even carry them in.
No. People try to do that. That's right. I don't know what you would do.
Right.
I
think
Well,
you put it on the floor and then you endorse it, but you have to sign really big.
Well, everybody can dream.
Yeah. This article says most places give you 60 days even to decide if you want the lump sum or the annuity.
You take the lump sum. You do that.
Yeah. We want to know how soon you can just put it in the bank.
Yeah.
24
hours.
Up to $600 paid out immediately.
Okay.
Mid-range prizes, it says here, paid out the same day or in the next banking day.
Right.
Jackpot prizes paid out 5 to 10 banking days.
Okay.
Okay. All right. You got to wait a week. So.
Well, no. Once you put it in, it'll be in the bank within 5 days.
Yeah.
So you got to put it in right away. So 5 days later, it's in the bank.
So you got 5 days to call your people.
No. Yeah, I know. It won't be. You won't see it in your chip. I bet you, if you put it in there, it's good.
Yeah. Once you claim
sign it, sign and claim it.
5 to 10 business days.
Yeah, they're good for it.
So you'll be there.
That's why you do it that day.
And in the 5 to 10 days, you're going to just run up the credit cards.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're gonna run those suckers up.
Your private jet salesman on the line.
Oh, yeah.
And say, I'm good for it.
And you're going to pack up and your wife's stuff and say, where are we going, honey? And you say, no, I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah.
That old joke.
I love that old joke. I love the classics. She will, too. Where are we going? I don't care.
I don't care. Yeah. You're not going anywhere. Craig is under the weather today, so Craig would not be here. Buddy Nick Allen's going to hang out with us this morning and do some news. I think it's his dream job. He always wanted to be a news guy. He's off to the side right now, off the mic. Hard at work. Richard Reese is going to stop in later on, too, and Petey Mack will be here, too.
Craig Gender, we're all tired.
Yeah, I know.
I think there's a... Oh, no, that was different. There was a website called More Than Tired. More Than Tired. It's for people with narcolepsy. There's some kind of drug that treats narcolepsy.
Craig fell asleep yesterday during the last break.
I don't think it's narcolepsy.
Though. No. He's a puss is what he is.
We worked with a guy who had the narcolepsy.
Oh, my God.
Like true narcolepsy?
Yeah.
He'd just drop off at a moment's notice?
Yeah.
Yeah, like when he was driving.
Yep.
Oh, that's bad.
That's beast.
Really?
Yeah. I think he talked about that on the air with us a lot of times,
I don't know how severe it was. Yeah. I don't know.
We'd teabag him half the time when he would...
That's what you would do. Yeah.
if you have a narcoleptic friend, you teabag him.
Yeah, of course.
What kind of
sometimes they fake like they're asleep. What was that?
I don't know how you treat... the narcolepsy.
Teabag them. They usually wake up. they wake up pretty quick then.
And there are times when I can't get to sleep that I wish I were narcoleptic.
Oh, man, me too. Me too. I had that trouble last night.
But be careful what you wish for.
Yeah. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.